children with ADHD and parents of children with ADHD, this can be a period of stress. It can be a period of struggle.
Greg Mattingly, a physician in St. Charles, Missouri, has led over 200 clinical trials with ADHD and other conditions like anxiety and depression. He says structure is key to staying focused, waking up at the same time, starting school at the same time, but there's a specific time that's best for the most difficult class.
Work gradually through the day and put the most difficult or challenging class about 10:30 in the morning, because that's when children with ADHD, that's when their concentration typically is at its peak. So start easy, affirm the child, work towards a more difficult class, place it about 10:30.
Missing nearly a full semester could have major effects on a kid with ADHD, especially if not managed properly.
And slippage as far as academic performance, slippage as far as learning, slipping as far as emotional development. So I think reaching out and finding resources where instead of just being tuned into a screen where you're doing nothing, watching an educational video, watching something that's designed to help stimulate the brain, turning on a fun dance video at night that your kids can get up and move around, and then giving your child affirmation in the time that you do have with your child has never been more important.
Mattingly says the most important thing is remembering how much of a model parents are to their kids. If you feel you or your child have ADHD, you can reach out to your family doctor. For a self-test and more information, you can visit moretoadhd.com. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.